Violence on the streets of the Ukrainian capital Kiev now turning deadly. A grenade thrown from the crowd, killing one soldier, injuring several others. These street battles pit Ukrainian nationalists against the Ukrainian parliament, which just approved giving greater autonomy to the eastern regions of the country, now controlled by Russian troops and pro-Russian separatists. Ukraine's Western-backed president scolded protesters for attacking Ukraine over Russia. Russia has strengthened its hold on the East, and the war has raged on, with more than 6,000 killed since April last year, and two ceasefire agreements in tatters. NATO allies worried they could be Russia's next targets. The U.S. military is bolstering its forces in the region, sending Predator drones to Latvia over the weekend, and F-22s to Germany late last week. All part of an effort to reassure European allies that the U.S. will deter further aggression by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It seems that that's the direction he wants to take them, towards one of more confrontation. And we're simply going to have to check that.